The Spire series presents violinist and concertmaster of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, Jonathan Carney, and pianist John Naumann, who will perform violin sonatas by Beethoven and Richard Strauss, Tuesday, November 17th, 8 p.m. at First and Franklin Presbyterian Church. And with me to talk about the performance is John Naumann. With the Beethoven, there are a lot of things going on. This is a volatile time. He's losing his hearing. He's contemplating suicide. So does this violin sonata, the second of the Opus 30, does that reflect this time?
Oh, gosh, I think absolutely. Just the key that he chose is so interesting, because I think the three from that opus, they're labeled as piano sonatas with violin accompaniment. So it's a big piano play, which I love about it. There's lots of virtuosity and broken octaves. And then, of course, the Opus 31 that follows has the Tempest sonata. The first one is in G major, second is Tempest, and the Opus 31 number 3 is in E flat, and they're all very important works, very important middle works.
You've already sort of touched on it, but what makes the violin sonatas by Beethoven different from, say, Dvorak or Mozart?
Sometimes I feel maybe in later piano and violin works that it's more heavily favored with the violin, but I think certainly with the Beethoven, that we're equal partners, absolutely.
So it's interesting that you have the Beethoven, which is written in a difficult time, and then the Strauss, he's in love.
He is in love. Pauline, who he later marries, of course. Oh my gosh, and I love these kind of big tapestries, these landscapes that he paints, certainly in the piano. I even have a foam roller on my floor right now because of the tightness that I'm experiencing in my rhomboids, because of the spacing and the octaves and the chords, these incredible dense chords with always a pedal point. There's always a fifth finger that that must be held. And then he'll add in maybe the third of the chord or the fourth, that the chord will subtly change. I just have to be careful that I stretch, that I get up and walk or roll on the foam roller.
Do you think this is foreshadowing these enormous tone poems
that
he's writing later?
Absolutely, yes. And I think really some say that this is his last kind of classical work, kind of sonata structure, that after this he really goes in another direction.
It's such a solid, wonderful piece.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, yes, I feel the same way. I don't know why everyone doesn't love it and adore it and play it like mad. It's very difficult. It's very dense. I have to really watch it and just always be aware, always listening to John.
So I always find it interesting about how you pick repertoire.
Mm.
And with violin sonatas, there are a lot of them.
Yes, there are.
So
absolutely.
Why did you all decide to play these two?
Gosh, it's interesting, Katie. Because when I moved back here, I got in touch with John. We hadn't seen each other in over 30 years. John and I were very, very close, very good friends, and we both admired this work and loved it, but had never played it. So just about 18 months ago, we decided to sit down and both learn it.
So when you got together, did you just click again?
Yes, we did. Oh my gosh, it was like a glove. It just fit like a glove. And that's what I love about John. And what I really love about John is every time I play with him, he's always creating, always inventing. It's never the same.
Like Jonathan, you've played with orchestras, but also as a soloist on your own. And what is it about chamber music that's nice for you? I mean, is it palate cleansing, or does it keep you real?
I love that. Boy, it does. You know, I think as a soloist or as a pianist, you know, who's embarked on this solo career, just, you know, all the hours, all the kind of lone wolf hours of practicing alone, and even going out or traveling alone, being in the hotel room alone. And it's such a joy just to have someone else there with me, to be able to talk about the music, to have another perspective. Like sometimes John and I, you know, have different ways of hearing it, but we're able to really try it and then try his, try mine, and then come to a conclusion. Sometimes I'm wrong, and I'll be the first to say, wow, John, this is much better. I think I like the whole idea of just collaborating. I also, like, I've written songs. I was part of this BMI workshop, and when I was down in Arizona, I wrote a one act, and I love that whole process, just being with the singers and with my lyricist, and it's a pretty solitary life that I've chosen. So whenever there's an opportunity to play with others, especially with chamber music, it's a welcome respite for me.
Pianist John Nellman has been my guest. He'll perform with violinist Jonathan Carney a recital under the auspices of the Spire Series at First and Franklin Presbyterian Church on Tuesday, November the 17th at 8 p.m. For more information, the phone number is 410-728-5545, and the web address is firstfranklin.org. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much. Pleasure.